Last night, Cory Booker broke the record for yapping the longest on the Senate floor in protest of Donald Trump's agenda. And I'm not gonna lie, it's impressive. I probably couldn't talk for 25 hours. And I would love to tell you that Cory Booker's speech blocked a really important vote that was gonna cut funding to Medicaid or Social Security or all these things that a lot of Americans really rely on to make ends meet. But he didn't. He actually didn't block any votes at all. So what was he protesting? I'm not really sure. And people have been begging a single Democrat in Congress to stand up to Trump's agenda in some way or the other. So Cory Booker talked for 25 hours, but he also voted to confirm Trump's appointees like Marco Rubio. No Democrat voted against Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. And I'm sure Cory Booker said a lot of in 25 hours. It's a long time to be talking. So I was wondering, in 25 hours of talking, did he have time to bring up the nonstop bombardment of Gaza since Israel broke the ceasefire? Did he care to mention that the World Food Program said they have maybe 2 weeks of food left to feed people in Gaza? Did he talk about how the bakeries in Gaza have said they have to close because they are running out of flour? He said he was doing this to protest Donald Trump's agenda. One thing on Donald Trump's agenda is the extermination of Palestinians in Gaza, which Cory Booker's party also seems to support. Also part of Trump's agenda is shutting down dissent and kidnapping people off the street and threatening them with deportation because they disagree with Donald Trump. So in 25 hours, did Cory Booker have time to mention any of that? And the answer is no. Cory Booker didn't talk about any of that, which, you know, par for the course. Here's Cory Booker anytime we've tried to talk to him about Gaza. And just despite the normal human response plenty of Americans are having to seeing their tax dollars result in children having to have their legs and arms amputated without anesthesia when they're already starving to death, besides the normal human reaction of that being absolutely horrific to see and deeply upsetting. Despite that, like, let's just say that Cory Booker actually has no empathy for children who are in pain and starving, for children who are dying under the rubble and suffocating under the weight of their own houses. Like, let's say Cory Booker actually doesn't give a shit on a human level because he keeps voting to send more weapons to Israel because he supports Israel wholeheartedly. And he did make time to talk about that, by the way. He did make time in the 24 hours to praise Israel, the entity that is slaughtering children on a daily basis. So even if that is Cory Booker's personal disposition about Palestinians, and if he truly believes that, he's a senator and he is supposed to represent the American people, specifically people in New Jersey. And so when over half of the American population supports a ceasefire, getting up there and praising the entity that broke the ceasefire agreement and continues to mass slaughter Palestinians, Cory Booker is just plain and simple not doing his job. So I've addressed those two issues with what he did. And then just the last one on a basic level is he got up there and talked for 25 hours, refused to address some of the most pressing issues in the world, and then what, now he just, like, has a record. He broke a record. What self-congratulatory bullshit is this? So Cory Booker, look at me. Look at me. Stop with this bullshit performance and actually do something real. If you want to be the people's hero or whatever, we're not looking for record-breaking speeches. We want the bombing of Gaza to stop. We want to stop sending weapons to Israel. And while you're at it, stop taking money from AIPAC.